Now that we've gone through all the characteristics that you need to define your target customer, we're going to bring everything together and show you some examples. Let's look at H&R Block. This is what it might look like when you start to put your customer details together in a single statement. You might even recognize this example from earlier. Middle-income, 35 to 60-year-olds who are motivated to save. They're married, probably have kids, probably have a house, and a retirement account, which makes their tax situation a bit more complicated. They feel good, even proud, doing things that save money, like do-it-yourself projects. They file their own taxes because they believe it's relatively simple and saves accounting fees. But they're probably unaware that they're missing out on additional tax credits and deductions that could save them even more. This statement is a great example of how the pieces come together to identify a clear and specific person. The statement includes demographics, psychographics, behaviors, needs, and the primary problem that they're going to solve. Let's look at one more example, this time using the template format that I'm going to provide to make it easy. Let's say that I run a company that targets senior business leaders in the corporate marketing world who make the decision to buy consulting services related to marketing. On the left, you have some basic demographic information. They're probably about 30 to 55. They're going to be a little further along in their career, but they're not going to be too close to retirement. In this example, I have an industry I'm going to target because maybe I've noticed that all the customers I've been working with over the last year are packaged food companies. So that feels like a really good fit for me. And my sweet spot is targeting $100 to $5 million sized businesses. I know once they get much bigger than that, they tend to use much bigger consulting firms. I know their title is something like VP of Marketing or something close to that. I've also done some thinking about how they learn. They probably read Harvard Business Review and Adweek, which highlights the latest happening in advertising. And maybe there are some blogs they read online. They probably subscribe to a McKinsey or Boston Consulting Group blog, and they may go to the Wall Street Journal for news as well. Places they get information include the American Marketing Association. And since we're imagining that I target the packaged food industry, there's a Grocery Manufacturers Association that my target is likely a member of. Events may include the Natural Product Expo West or the New England Food Show. On social, they're probably using LinkedIn. And then secondarily, they're using Facebook. Lastly, I've thought through needs and problems and then framed them as goals and challenges. They want to put their mark on the business. They want to launch successful products, but ultimately, they also want to get promoted. That's their real goal. Their challenges are things like ambiguity. They don't know why, where, how, or what to do sometimes. There's some fear of failure, and maybe there are politics in the organization getting in their way, or they just don't have enough time. So thinking through all of those things, I've now painted a picture of who the target is and what's relevant to them. Okay, we've covered a lot of material in this module, and now it's time to write up your official target persona profile. You can download a pre-made template below. Simply follow the prompts and fill it out using the notes you've been collecting up to this point. Once you've completed the template, you'll have a simple one-page target customer document. It's the first major puzzle piece of your marketing strategy that you can check off your list. And you can also refer back to it as you complete the remaining course modules. With your profile then complete, feel free to move on and finish the final lesson in this module.